Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, it's a pleasure for me to introduce this panel today on engaging the unengaged, trying building inclusive development through meaningful civil society participation. The expert mechanism on the right to development, RTD, has recognized systematically the fundamental role played by civil society in promoting inclusive, sustainable development, making the human person the central subject of RTD as promoted by the UN Declaration on the Right to Development. Nonetheless, as we focus on operationalizing that right for all people, it's evident that certain groups in situations of vulnerability or discrimination are excluded from meaningful participation in development processes, both with respect to their contributions and in terms of the benefits deriving therefrom. Exclusion undermines the very principles of active, free and meaningful participation, which underpin the right to development, including inter alia the declaration. Civil society plays a key role in guaranteeing that the voices of various groups and communities are heard and listened to. Groups like women, indigenous people, persons with disabilities, ethnic minorities, migrants, and especially youth. To guarantee diversity of representation and their participation and influence in decision making. I would recall that the goals of this panel are first to identify, analyze systemic barriers that hinder participation of vulnerable groups and communities, groups that are discriminated against, their participation in development processes. These barriers may be discriminatory barriers, lack of access to information and resources, policy, as well as situations of cultural and social exclusion, among others. Second, explore innovative strategies to foster the inclusive, meaningful participation of civil society. This can mean creating safe spaces so that vulnerable groups can participate properly, providing support to capacity building and ensuring that their voices are effectively heeded and have an impact in decision-making processes. Thirdly, examine the function of the various actors like states, international organizations, private sector, and civil society organizations in promoting inclusive development. Each of those has a role, the responsibilities and opportunities to realize the right to development. States have a responsibility to create environments conducive to the participation of civil society, both internally and internationally, including through cooperation. Organizations and international organizations and institutions, as well as other civil society actors, can amplify their voices and provide technical and financial support. Private sector can contribute by adopting responsible business practices that are consistent with the perspectives of the right to development, cooperating with CSOs. Finally, identify recommendations and courses of action to improve participation of diverse civil society in future development initiatives. Those recommendations could include strengthening accountability mechanisms, promoting transparency and inclusion in decision-making processes, and support to the development of CSOs in marginalized or underrepresented communities. We trust that with the support from the various panelists in addressing those challenges and highlighting opportunities, that we can contribute to generating a greater commitment to the most pressing changes and reforms as tackled within the within the recent Summit for the Future. Otherwise, without transformation, we won't be able to reverse current crises and profound inequalities that prevent the voices of all persons being heard. regardless of their origin or these circumstances which they find themselves in, guaranteeing full realization of RTD for all persons requires effective fora participation and compelling change in this, in current scenarios and practices throughout the planet. Thank you for your contributions today to this debate, this crucial debate. Thank you.